All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseball's the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yeah. That's the Star Trek theme from the original TV series.
Wow. Well, that's why I don't recognize it.
Yes, I know, because you haven't seen a lick of it, you poser.
Right.
I think we got to cut a corner off of your geek card. Were you ever in the Boy Scouts?
I wasn't, no.
No. And when I was in the Boy Scouts, they had a thing called a totem chip card, which you had to have.
A pita chip?
No, it's a totem chip. It's a thing, it's like you went through the little training about hatchets and pocket knives, and you were not allowed to use or carry them unless you had received like this certification. But every time you fucked up, they cut a corner off of the card. And if you got all four corners cut off, you had to go and like be trained over again.
Nice.
To get a new card. I got three corners off for the same thing. Playing chicken, where you stand with your legs apart and you throw the knife and try to stick it into the ground.
Yeah, you're dumb.
I got caught three times doing that. Well, I remember that just now because I said, with your geek card,
right,
you should take it and cut a corner
cut
off.
Cut a corner off?
Because you haven't seen any Star Trek. But I know everybody who listens to this show, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, is waiting to hear our thoughts, opinions, and a review of the new J.J. Abrams Star Trek film, which has done so wonderfully well since its opening.
It has.
And this is not that episode.
That's right.
That's right. So if you came
saving
here
it,
expecting that, the title, of course, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 148. This is not the Star Trek episode you're looking for.
Right.
And yes, we
are. Is that
are
like blasphemous?
It's not blasphemous.
You're using
it's
a Star Wars line, a reference to something Trek related.
I'm mixing genres a little.
Would someone like knife you?
Well, I don't know. If you feel like I have in some way offended you by mixing genres, you can go over to our website, bigkevsgeekstuff.com, and you can drop us a line there, or you can call our hotline,
425-920-6050.
Right, and you can yell at me there. You can also, on that hotline, you can leave any questions or comments about anything you hear or would like to hear on our show here, Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Absolutely.
So there's that. So let's proceed without mentioning Star Trek again. Big Star Trek episode is coming next week. So we'll have all sorts of things to talk about Star Trek wise next week, and OG will be officially baptized into the geek community because he will have seen some form of Star Trek, and that'll be exciting for all of us.
I've
here
I've seen some form of Star
yeah,
Trek
yeah but
in
it's kind of like, you know, it's not the same. You just kind of went through the motions. You weren't part of it. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't put in enough work. I didn't dedicate my soul.
It's not even that. It's just kind of like, you know, like it's kind of watching Empire Strikes Back and saying, yeah, I know all about Star Wars. Yeah, it just doesn't work. You don't know shit about Star Wars if that's all you've seen. Sure, you've seen the best one, but that doesn't mean you know anything about it.
You know who we haven't talked about on this show in a long time?
Brett Ratner.
Wow. How'd you pick that one out of a hat? Good
because I
you
see that gleam in your eye, and you know how I loathe Brett Ratner news. So the joy gave it away. What now?
He is off the Conan the Barbarian remake. Not doing it anymore. The movie's still happening, just not with Brett Ratner.
Okay. Good.
They're currently in the process of hiring a new director.
Now, would this be the third project that he's been booted from?
It could be.
Rock Band or yeah, Guitar Hero was one. Conan was two. There was another one.
I just don't remember what it was. And it was something else in our genre because I remember talking about it and being mildly entertained by it.
Apparently what happens is they're like, oh, Brett Ratner, he's directed a lot of stuff. And then somebody sends these producers X3.
Right. And they're like,
holy fuck, what the fuck are we doing? Fire that guy. And that's what happens.
Bad, bad, bad.
You want to hear bad?
Sure.
Oh, we're going to get into it this week. Marvel comic books.
All right.
One of the big two, as far as comic
books. What are the big two?
No, one of
yeah.
One of the big two, I'd say Marvel DC.
Well, yeah.
So, one of their cornerstone characters, you may know him as Wolverine.
I am familiar with this character.
Has been, for many months now, in his own book, appropriately titled Wolverine, has had a story in it called Old Man Logan, which is kind of a story of Wolverine set in the future.
Right.
Right. And the next installment of that story would have appeared, or will appear, I should say, in Wolverine 72, which is coming out next week.
Right.
However, there's a little problem.
Okay. I think I've heard about this problem.
Wolverine 73 came out this week.
Yes.
Because Mark Millar and Steve McNiven, who are doing the Old Man Logan storyline, which I have to say is maybe one of the best Wolverine stories ever.
Okay.
Because they were late with 72, they couldn't release 72 on time. And since Marvel didn't want to not have any Wolverine comics on the shelf when Wolverine the movie came out, they pushed 73 up, and 73 came out instead of 72.
Right. Marvel's done this before.
I am flabbergasted by this.
This is not the first time.
Oh, no.
I think they did this with Spider-Man one year.
I can make it even better. You're saying to yourself right now, he can't possibly make this any better. Oh, yes, I can.
All right.
Wolverine 73 is not an Old Man Logan storyline.
Right. It kicks off a new thing, right?
Right. They've changed over. It's now Jason Aaron, Andy Kubert, Daniel Way, and Tommy Lee Edwards. It's actually two stories. And then those stories, this is issue 73, which came out this week. And those stories will continue in issue 74, which comes out a week after 72.
Okay.
Got it? Are you with me?
Mostly.
Okay. Let me recap.
Okay.
Old Man Logan storyline.
Right.
Next installment is issue Wolverine issue 72.
Right.
Supposed to come out. Didn't come out.
Right.
Marvel releases issue 73.
Okay.
This week.
Right.
Issue 72 is coming next week.
Right.
Issue 74, which continues the stories in 73, which will come out on May 28th, a week after 72.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
This
is the Foxification of the Marvel Universe.
They're
airing the episodes out of order.
It gets even better.
There's more?
There's more.
They're canceling the book with issue 75.
How about issue 72 is not the final chapter of the Old Man Logan story? So the Old Man Logan story will just, whatever happens at the end of 72, that's all the fans will get. And then 73, which they've already read, starts new stories, new artists, and so forth. The final installment will appear in a as yet unscheduled Wolverine giant size Old Man Logan at some point in the future. This is Marvel completely fucking its fans. They finally have a good story going, particularly a good Wolverine story, which they haven't had in quite some time. They finally have a good Wolverine story going, and they pull the last installment and are going to stick it in a trade. So the people who have bought Wolverine over the last, what, 5, 6, 7 months have been reading this storyline, right, will not get the end of it unless they buy the trade. Is it going to be a single issue, Giant Size Old Man Logan? Is it going to be a trade paperback? I'm guessing trade paperback.
All right. At a hefty price, I'm sure.
Let's say it's not a trade paperback. Let me play devil's advocate for a minute. Let's just say it's just a regular issue.
This is moderately Ben Marvel over the table now.
Yeah. Let's just say it's that, because I don't think it will be. But let's just say it's a special issue. It's a one-shot. It's double-sized, containing maybe the last two installments of the story instead of the last one. Why? 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 Why?
I don't know.
Because Marvel has to have a book on the shelf when the terrible Wolverine movie comes out?
All right.
I'm just saying.
you go from all of that to I'm just saying. That's like a really bad drop in a roller coaster right there.
Uh-huh.
All right. How about Preacher? Apparently, the script is halfway finished.
Okay.
For that movie.
For the terrible TV show?
No, for the movie. The TV show got scrapped. Remember, uh-huh, HBO wouldn't pick it up.
Uh-huh.
Got scrapped. And then they said, well, there's going to be a movie.
Right.
Well, apparently, it's still going forward. They have half a script. I don't know what that means. I don't consider that going forward until you have a full script. But apparently, it was enough for people to talk about it online this week. So,
I have Preacher news also. DC has announced that Preacher Book 1, which will be a hardcover compilation of the first 12 episodes, or issues, rather.
Right.
Keep confusing it with that TV series. Is going to come out in late June. Going to run you about $40. Not bad for the first 12 issues.
Oh,
in a
yeah,
nice hardcover.
All right.
Preacher's coming around. But that TV show didn't make it. Thank
no.
God.
Actually, I think the TV show would have been the TV show would have been a better medium for it than a movie.
No, I agree with you on that, except that everything we heard about the TV show was terrible.
It was bad, right.
So I can't imagine why the movie would suddenly be good, but all right.
Do you know who Tom Hiddleston is?
No.
You haven't heard of this gentleman?
No.
He is currently the front runner to play a lead in an upcoming Marvel movie.
Is it Thor?
It's Thor.
Who's this guy?
Tom Hiddleston, who uh-huh, was a co-star with Kevin Branagh in Wallander, which was, I guess it was a TV miniseries back in 2008.
Okay.
And he is currently the lead. According to Brana, he's currently in the lead for the role of Thor.
Wow.
You want to know what this guy's done that you would recognize?
Sure, if you could tell me something.
Nothing.
Guess that's a big no?
He's literally, there's nothing that you would recognize him from.
Wow.
He was the voice of Charles Darwin in the Galapagos special on like Discovery. He was in a couple episodes of Suburban Shootout, which I don't even remember that. He was in A Waste of Shame, The Mystery of Shakespeare and His Sonnets, another TV series. I wonder if these are all BBC.
They certainly sound it.
He was also, he played Lord in The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby back in 2001.
Okay, you can.
Nothing you know.
You can stop.
Nothing you know.
Okay, terrific.
Well. There could be good in there, could be bad. If Branagh says he's good, I'm going to lend a certain amount of credibility to Branagh.
No one's not saying that he's good or not good. No one's disagreeing or agreeing with Branagh. I appreciate Branagh wanting to cast a, let's call it what it is,
no
a
name.
Virtual unknown.
Right.
In the part. I respect that. However, this is a vehicle that is moving forward where the two previous tied-in vehicles, Iron Man and the Hulk, have had significant star power in the lead role.
I agree. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm just saying this is what Branagh is saying.
All right. I'm just saying that's a little
scary.
I don't know.
A little nerve-wracking.
A little something.
Look, Thor, I'll be honest with you. I don't think anybody, with the exception of the fact that Bronn is tied to the project, I don't think anybody thinks that Thor is going to be a swimmingly huge success, because it's hard to wrap your mind around how it's going to work and be successful on the big screen.
Well, that's been our contention all along.
I know. But so what I'm saying is, so you have that out there already, and now you have a potential no name potentially in the lead role. It just, this is a bad pot of stew.
Yeah, this is a Captain America movie from the 80s all over again.
Ouch.
I don't get it. And you figure this is the film that needs the most star power behind it, because this is guy, you see his face the entire time. It's not like the Hulk,
right,
where, you know, love Edward Norton, but when it's the Hulk, who gives a crap?
Exactly.
Iron Man, he's got the mask on. Who gives a crap? This guy is, you know, 24/7, so to speak, and casting a relative unknown. That said, I can't think of who would have played him.
Well, look, he's not cast yet.
Okay. I bet that one gets shot down. That'd be my bet.
It could be that Marvel shoots it down. Do you watch American Gladiators?
No, and neither does anyone
else. Did you watch the old American Gladiators, like back in the late 80s?
100 years ago? Yeah, maybe on a Saturday. I was
going to say, I think I watched it like every Saturday. It was on like while I was eating breakfast.
I was a wrestling man.
Well, Johnny Ferraro, who is the creator of the series, is adapting the series to create a live-action film based around the characters, the original American Gladiators from the 1988 show. He wants to make an action movie,
okay,
based around those characters.
Like Ice and
exactly.
Nitro and those guys? And I don't... What?
That's what I said when I read this story, but I had to bring it here.
And this is,
we have to say something
about it. Wasn't there a new one with
Hulk
Hogan?
There was a new one. Yeah, Brooke Hogan was one of the... Hulk Hogan, rather. And it was, what's his name? Ali's daughter. Wasn't she the other one?
Tatiana Ali.
Yeah, they were the two...
hosts.
They were the two hosts.
No idea. Is that gone already?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know
honestly,
either.
I don't know. I'm assuming so, because I haven't heard anything about it since it aired. So.
Gotcha.
I think Best Buy Billy is shaking his head feverishly.
Oh, did he have a comment?
Indicating that it's been canceled.
You want to make a comment on Mike? No, of course he didn't. Why would he want to get on Mike? Except, of course, when he does his final words later. Just saying.
Remember Grayskull? It was alive, it was dead, it was alive, it was dead.
This is the other He-Man movie?
This is the other He-Man movie, the live-action He-Man movie.
Non-Dolph Lundgren one?
Well, apparently it's not quite dead yet. They have a new writer now that's attached to the project.
God.
So I don't really care who the writer is. I just really wanted to say it's not dead yet.
A lot of dead horses taking beatings this week in the news.
Sure is, Kev.
Like Brett Ratner.
Sure. That's all you have to say. Brett Ratner.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else we could beat on or dig up or resurrect for this week, re-envision for this week's episode.
And with that, let's take our first break. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 148. This is not the Star Trek episode you're looking for.
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out ComboBreaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. ComboBreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Paget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker.
Hey, this is Rob Paulsen, better known as Pinky.
And Maurice LaMarche, better known as The Brain. Yes. And you are listening to Big Kev's
Geek Stuff.
Narf. Quiet, Pinky, I shall have to hurt you.
The Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain.
Narf!
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone.
On your Star Tours information. I graduated in 88, and for grad night, it was the newest thing that they put in the park. So I think 88 is when they put it in. So there you go. This is Fitty Mac from Northern California, by the way.
Oh, that was Fitty Mac from Northern California.
All right, the first thing that we should address is that we have a listener named Fitty Mac. We should say that.
And we should thank Fitty Mac for calling the hotline.
That's right, 425-920-6050.
Right, and updating us a little bit on the topic of Star Tours that we were discussing last week. So he says as early as 1988.
88, he believes it was.
Right.
So that... The movie that's been playing in the ride now is what? 11 years old, right? 88, 90, or 20, 21 years old? 21 years old.
Wow.
That's old.
21.
I was 9.
They didn't even have like computer effects then, like a lot.
Oh, they did.
They had some, but I guess ILM.
I have an additional update on that ride.
Oh, you do?
And the film for that ride.
Okay.
By the way.
Yes.
It's going to incorporate some of the prequel characters, like Citizens of Naboo and the Genosians, but it's still going to be hosted by...
that robot.
By the robot and
Droid.
Anthony Daniels as C-3PO and R2-D2 as well.
Oh, really?
And Anthony Daniels is recently gone back in to do the voice work for it.
Oh, nice.
In addition to that, part of the ride is also going to include a chase scene by the Slave One.
Really?
So that's going to be incorporated in there also.
You think that has to do with the fact that there's still that terrible rumor about a live-action Boba Fett show?
Is that rumor? I don't know. I mean, I guess that wasn't on the slate to do anything until 2010, 2011. So
right.
I'm guessing if we don't hear something in the next 6 or 7 months, then it's dead. But
maybe.
It still has possibility, I suppose.
I guess.
So there it is. The Star Tours update.
Hey, you think when Anthony Daniels... God forbid, passes on that they're going to be able to find another Fey Englishman to do 3PO's voice?
They're just going to computer generate that shit.
They're just like they did Chef on that episode when he died.
I
want to make love to the children.
They've got enough of him saying stuff. They just piecemeal some shit together and make it happen.
I don't think so. I think that's when the gay population of London is lining up for work. That's
what I think. For the new Anthony Daniels?
I'm just saying.
Does he have a son?
I don't. No. No, I don't think so.
So what do we got?
DVDs.
All right.
To check out this week. Include.
It's a handful, right?
It's just a couple. The new Liam Neeson movie, Taken. A two-disc extended cut is the one that I got. It's a great thriller about a man avenging, finding, and and otherwise outright killing the captors, kidnappers of his daughter.
I hear that was a great flick.
That's what I heard too. That's why I picked it up. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's really good. You want to check out, of course, the 2-disc extended cut will be the one for you. And from the creator of Family Guy, it's Seth MacFarlane's Cavalcade of Cartoon Comedy Uncensored.
Awesome. I saw a couple of these when they were on YouTube. I was kind of following them for a bit, and they were kind of hit and miss. Like, you'd get like one or two funny ones, and then one that was just terrible. Like, all I remember is one with ducks. I think they might have been Scottish ducks, and that one wasn't that great.
but there were a couple of
pretty funny ones in there. So, you know, the DVD's probably worth picking up. What's the price point on that thing?
That it's going to run you about $18. Thereabouts, a lot of animated shorts from Family Guy and the creator of Family Guy and co-creator of American Dad. It's not very long, sir. It's only about an hour, I think.
Oh, so that's not so bad. Well, I think each short was only like 3 or 4 minutes.
So you're getting a whole bunch.
The runtime is an hour. That's a good chunk of episodes there. 30?
You think that's his response to Robot Chicken in some way?
I think it's his response to, I'm going to milk this shit until I can't milk it no more.
I guess so. And finally, the third in the Underworld series, Underworld, The Rise of the Lycans, has finally come out. Now, I'll tell you what I did with the help of Best Buy Billy. I bought the Underworld Trilogy box.
I heard about this, and I'm very excited about that because I think that I owned a used, slightly scratched version of the first movie and not the second one yet. So that's a good deal for me.
Well, now you can get all of them. Underworld Extended Cut, Underworld Evolution, and Underworld Rise of the Lycans. Going to run you about $35. It's not bad for three flicks.
I like the first two. I haven't seen Rise of the Lycans yet, but I like the first two. They were kind of popcorn-y, sit down and just check your brain and enjoy kind of films.
Absolutely. Actually, I thought it was a really decent story, and I didn't get to see Rise of the Lycans. I should say I didn't see it. I didn't get to see it, and I wanted to really bad.
Well, you know, it's a pretty great storyline, especially if you're fans of, you know, the White Wolf universe.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, no, you're absolutely correct. A lot of special features and things to check out. Check that out. Underworld Trilogy Box. Or if you already have the other two, you know. Eh. There was a Blu-ray special edition. I don't know if it was the trilogy or if it was just the third flick. And it came with a lichen. I don't know if it was an action figure or like one of those little mini statues that they stuff in.
I wonder who did the statue, who did the sculpt. I'll have to check that out for next week.
I don't know. But that was like the special prize.
Nice.
Absolutely no special prizes for the standard DVD user.
Well, that's okay.
No, it's not. It's racist.
Yeah. Well, you know, back at a bus.
Let's talk about some comics you should be checking out this week.
Yeah.
From Dynamite Entertainment, the Fantastic Zorro comic keeps getting better and better, and you can check out issue 13 on stands right now. From our enemies, no.
Yeah, but okay, but we can give a pass for this book. From, it is stand out a
from
little
From Marvel Fuck All Comics. It is Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going.
Number 1 of 4.
Oh, fuck you in the mouth then.
Where'd you think I was going there?
I don't give props to Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Any book that features the Frog of Thunder.
I know. You're a fan of.
Which I have to say, I want to see how they got to the Frog of Thunder here because... You know, as you know, Frog of Thunder is Thor.
Maybe this is an Exiles universe.
I do not know, but I'm dying to read it to find out. I haven't done that yet.
All right, pause for a sec here. If that was an Exiles universe, I think it would be good.
What, Pet Avengers?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that it is, but if it took place and like it was like an Exiles-type spinoff, that could actually be entertaining.
Somebody right now is dialing the hotline number.
425-920-6050.
To give me crap about the fact that I think that Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers book is probably a good idea, regardless of the fact that it probably shreds continuity all over the place.
Yeah, you're used to that.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Also from the fuckheads at Marvel,
It's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, number six.
That's the one that I wanted to give them the pass on.
Why? This is a fantastic book.
No, that's what I mean.
This is in spite of
it. Despite your fuck-all attitude, right. Oz has actually been halfway decent.
Oz has been
a good
great
read.
Book.
That
yeah.
doesn't wrap it up, though, right? There's still
two more issues.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm imagining some sort of trade.
Right, which I will be picking up.
Which, yeah, everybody will be picking up if they're smart.
I'm death to the single issue.
Yeah, you know, it's about there for me, too. I got to tell you.
Nothing from DC this week?
Maybe I'm not done.
Oh,
sir.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to give props to Eric Schenauer and Scotty Young on the Oz book. The storytelling and the visuals are stunning. This is original art that I would own. You know what I mean? Like, I might even seek out, you know what I mean, some pages of that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because that's some good Scotty Young stuff. Scotty Young,
I'd love
man.
To see some litho.
Scotty Young should be working like his hand should be numb because he does so much work. He should be doing as much work as that stupid writer. What's his name?
Brian Michael Bendis?
Yeah. Scotty Young should be drawing as much as Bendis is flapping his gums.
There it is.
And finally, not from DC, as right. you pointed out earlier. There is nothing from DC this week, regrettably. But from our friends over at Moonstone.
Okay.
This would be The Phantom, The Ghost Who Walks, number 2.
Wow.
In their ongoing series of The Phantom. You know, great pulpy stuff. It continues in this book. I'm really jazzed. I'm very excited about the chance to get to read Phantom Stories. And those are comics to check out this week.
When they get collected. That's when I'll get them.
I don't believe you will get them when they're collected.
I will if I hit another one of those buy one, get two free boxes at a Comic-Con.
That's it. That's your option.
I walked away with two backpacks full of trades that day.
Yeah, I remember that. I bought something really on the cheap that day too, didn't I?
That was
like
mega
Ronin.
Score.
Didn't I buy like the DC?
You bought an
absolute
Ronin.
Absolute
Ronin,
yeah. For dirt. I can't remember what I paid for that, like $40 or something. It's like $100 book.
Low cheap.
Yeah, it was good. But not on the cheap.
Right.
from
Hasbro.
Yes, Hasbro. It's actually, I'm going to say it's from Hasbro. Yet, it's really from Entertainment Earth.
Oh, is this one of their exclusive
sets? Yes. This is, check out entertainmentearth.com for this and other exclusive products. Sir?
Did you know that we are an affiliate of Entertainment Earth?
I didn't know that.
So you could go to our website, click on the Entertainment Earth banner,
oh,
find that product, buy it, uh-huh, and, you know, be happy.
Oh, there you go. Okay, you can get there apparently right through our website. Bravo. This is the Joker Squad. Now, everybody out there right now is probably thinking it's some fantastic Joker thing, but you are wrong.
Not so much.
It is a Star Wars box set of figures, 6 figures in the box. It comprises Lord Malivial, Sergeant Harkus, Anson Trask, Jess Gishtang, Hondo Carr, and Vax Potar. Star Wars names suck ass.
Yeah.
By the way, this is it's 6 characters from the Star Wars Legacy universe.
You call them characters. I call them clones.
But they're
not actually clones, right? They're individual characters.
They are. Don't forget, this is in the future,
right,
sir. And you're referring to the 5 members of the Joker Squad who are all dressed in Stormtrooper uniforms.
Correct.
But since you don't know what happened, sir, because you don't read Legacy.
I'm behind on Legacy.
Yes. You want to check out Star Wars Legacy number 4, and that kind of tells this story. It goes back quite a ways. Stormtroopers of the 407th Division, the names I just mentioned, are sent to take down one of their own. The 908th Division is going to defect to former Emperor Fell's side against the current Sith regime. The 407th is ordered to stop them, and Sith Lord Malevol, joins them to ensure they finish the job. Trask's first mission as a stormtrooper challenges his ideals as well as his courage and has dire consequences for the rest of the Joker Squad as well. That's the flavor text on the back of this fine collection.
Nice.
Yeah, so there it is. 6 excellent figures from the Legacy Universe, which I believe brings the total to 13, 14 figures from the Legacy Universe.
That exists now?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Because there have been comic packs. There have been...
I remember there was two, the Cade four, and...
Yeah, there was Cade and somebody. Right. Then there were the two Crimson...
Right, the dudes.
And then there's another one that's either out or it's coming out. It's another one of those Crimson dudes and another dude or a girl.
All right.
Well. And we should say that Jess is a female Stormtrooper in this set.
Nice.
And you know she's a female Stormtrooper because the pec area of the armor actually sticks out slightly different than the other armor.
Well, we've seen those before. Have you seen, you've seen them, right, at the cons before?
Yeah.
The female Stormtroopers?
Oh, I've seen them, sir. I've seen them online.
Oh, really?
You might want to might want to put the Google into action, sir. You want to see some female stormtroopers in just their armor, if you know what I mean.
Hey-o.
And wait, some stormtrooper armor as well. So, yeah.
Right.
That's go over to Entertainment Earth. Check that out. It's the Joker Squad Box of 6. It's good to see a lot of this stuff from the Legacy Universe. You don't see a lot of this stuff from, like, Knights of the Old Republic.
I bet you will.
I don't know, sir.
When that MMO comes out?
Well, it's not even that. I was thinking when, you know, when they eventually run out of shit to make, they're going to have to start tapping some of these other things. They're doing some of that in the comic packs already, these two-pack comic packs. They're hitting some of that stuff. They may have some stuff from that book.
I think they do. I think there was at least one comic two-pack.
From
Knights of the Old Republic.
Knights of the Old Republic. And finally tonight, let's talk about DC Direct's latest Batman black and white statue.
You don't sound happy.
No. Designed by Bruce Timm, sculpted by James Shoup. Bruce Timm is the person who developed, designed, and made the animated series of the 90s, the Batman animated series, absolutely one of the best animated series in the history of animation, I gotta say.
Oh, absolutely. Not the best, not one of the best, the best.
Well, one of the best for me, sir. And that said, I just found this one kind of lacking. And I don't know why exactly. He has the, as you pointed out earlier, he has the, he's got the Bruce Timm jawline.
Yeah, that stands out right away.
Right. I don't know. There's something about his head that is bugging me. And I for the life of me, I can't. Maybe it's in the eyes or maybe. I don't know. Something about it bugs me. I'll tell you what bugs me about the box. The photography, especially in the image on the front of the box, is terrible.
Is it blurry?
It's not only is it slightly out of focus, but whoever did the actual design work, the photoshopping, if you will, really lazed out on it. You can see kind of the imperfections in the work, which is kind of a little disturbing that it comes from DC Direct and it has that. And also, that photo is not helping my problem by putting glaring, ridiculous light on his jaw that makes it look flat and weird, and I don't know. There's something that's bugging me about this a lot.
I like the jaw. I don't mind the jaw.
No, sir. The photo.
The photo. I understand.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's missing from this box that we have seen on, I think, every other box before it.
Okay.
And that is whatever the design sketchwork was that led to this figure.
Yeah, that is missing. That's which is kind of upsetting because Bruce Timm, you know, some great design.
Well, yeah.
I figured that
considering that it's Bruce Timm, that we would see this awesome Bruce Timm design sketch, and then we would see how James Shoup, you know, translated that sketch into 3D and
absolutely
captured the design elements of Bruce Timm and all that. I don't see that. And I'm wondering if my problem with this has something to do with that.
It could be. I mean, look, you have to treat this in at the statue, you have to treat it as the overall package. You know, there are different elements to this. What we should say is we know of a couple of more of these black and whites that are coming soon.
Oh, yeah?
At least two that are Batman.
Well, yeah, the terrible Penguin.
Well, the Penguin is next, I believe.
I think you're right. I think that one is next in the line.
And then followed up After that is going to be based on the art of Ed McGuinness.
Okay.
And then after that is Dave Mazzucchelli.
Right.
So
I believe it's Mazzucchelli.
Oh, Mazzucchelli.
No, I have no idea. I just wanted to correct you.
It's CH. That's a soft C.
It's a WAP, though. Isn't it Mazzucchelli? Mazzucchelli?
So I think CH is a soft C.
I'm just saying. You would know.
Oh, no. Actually, CH is a hard C? I don't know.
He's an Irishman. I would know how to say it.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah, so I think we're looking at these. Are these about quarterly now? Are these coming like once every 3 months?
Yeah, although seemingly? I think that the Ed McGuinness and the Penguin one might be closer together than every 3 months.
Because I think the Penguin and the Joker are out of sequence with the regular releases. Yeah. So
I think Penguin is probably 2 months, and then the McGuinness one is 3 months, and then Mazzucchelli, Kelly, the Guinea.
Mazzucchelli.
3 months after that.
Mezzagini. So there it is. And these are going to run you, these are about 80 bucks now, 70, 80 bucks.
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark.
They went up.
Yeah, by like 10 bucks.
Yeah, I think a little bit more.
Weren't they 70?
I think they were even cheaper than that when they first came out.
I thought they were like 69.
I think I think that was the middle, but I think even before that, they might have been cheaper at the beginning.
The price of materials.
Economy, sir. The economy. Everything is expensive.
The price of materials. Everything is more expensive.
I'm just saying. Each one's numbered. It's a limited run of 4,000, which isn't really that limited when you think about it, but that's from our fans over at, our fans.
Only if there's 4,001 people that want it.
That's it. Our friends over at DC Direct. It's the Batman black and white Bruce Timm statue sculpted by James Shoup, who I am a big fan of, I should say. And usually, maybe not in this particular case, but he did the Joker, which made me a huge fan of his because that was a perfect translation of Jim Lee's artwork.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm concerned about why we don't see the sketch on this one.
Maybe it's a chin thing. I didn't like the Joker chin. Remember, it was huge. You could have served tea on it.
But it was good, sir, if you saw the Jim Lee artwork on the box. I don't know. Just saying.
I think that's it. I think we should take another break.
All right. Let's take our second break. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 148. This is not the Star Trek episode you're looking for. And we'll be right back.
Hello, dear listener. Kev here. When I'm looking for the absolute best in action figure news and entertainment, I look no further than action-figure.com. They have the latest news, information, pictures, and exciting stuff that I'm looking for. Once again, that's action-figure.com. Go there today.
Sorry, Adrian.
That's all right. Has anybody told him that his British accent is just, like, really terrible?
You should have heard his African-American.
God, blimey!
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 148. This is not the Star Trek episode you were looking for.
OG, what did we talk about today on Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
We talked about Brett Ratner not being able to keep a job in Hollywood, and Preacher is moving forward the movie, not the TV show.
And Preacher Book 1, the hardcover, which features the first 12 issues of the series at a $39.99 price tag, will be coming in June from DC.
Tom, no one knows who the hell you are. Hiddleston may be playing Thor. And American Gladiators is coming to a movie theater near you.
Marvel is playing musical fucking chairs with the Wolverine releases and then bending you over a chair and fucking you in the ass on the last installment of the Old Man Logan storyline that everyone has been loving by having it come in something called the Wolverine Giant Size Old Man Logan some point in the future. We don't know if it's a trade or if it's just a single double size issue, which is out of the fucking blue. I'm stopping now.
Stop, please. Thank you. Wrapping up segment one of tonight's show, Grayskull moving forward. Not dead in the water like we thought. In the second portion of tonight's show, we talked about some DVDs that came out this past week.
Yes, Liam Neeson in Taken. You want the two-disc extended cut. Seth MacFarlane's cavalcade of cartoon comedy Uncensored. As well as Underworld Rise of the Lycans, or you can pick up the Underworld trilogy, all three movies, one low price, one tiny disc. Good for storage.
We also had some comic books that came out this week, some good reads, some from Fuck Marvel.
Yep, but not from Marvel. It's Phantom, The Ghost Who Walks, number 2 from Moonstone. Wonderful World of Oz, number 6, that is from Marvel. That's a great book. Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers, number 1. It's the Frog of Thunder, people. You don't need any other reason to read it but that. And then from Dynamite, it is Zorro, number 13.
In the product review portion of tonight's show, we talked about an exclusive from Entertainment Earth.
Yes, it is the Joker Squad from Star Wars. It's 6 characters from Star Wars Legacy, a book that we really love here, which brings, we think the total is 13 or 14, I think.
Right.
2, 4, 6, and this is 6 and 12, so maybe it's 12. Maybe it's 12 or 14, maybe. One of them. So you can check that out over at entertainmentearth.com. You're going to want to get a hold of that. And finally, from DC Direct, it's the latest in their Batman Black and White statue line. This one designed by Bruce Timm, the man who created, if you will, the animated series. Sculpted by James Shoup, who we're a fan of. I'm kind of mixed on it. I don't know why it's bugging me so much. I also don't know why the sketch work that usually appears on the box isn't on the box this time. I'm wondering if that has something to do with why I can't make the transition in my head. I don't know. There it is. Going to run you about, I think, $70-$80, somewhere in there.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can download every single episode of the show. Check out some other fun and exciting stuff we have going on over there.
Yes, you can buy the official T-shirt, and we hope 2 new styles of shirts are coming soon.
Apparently, that's the rumor.
That's the rumor. One of them will definitely be a Fuck Marvel shirt.
Uh-huh.
And the other one will be the one we haven't mentioned yet, but everyone's going to want one.
Right.
I'm hoping to get fabulous on the phone.
Don't forget, you can check out some of our video episodes live from Studio V and some con coverage all over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. And I think that might be it.
Don't forget, if you have a topic or a question, concern, you want to comment on something you've heard on the show or would like to hear on the show, you want to go over and give our hotline a call.
425-920-6050.
Right, and leave your message there, and you might hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yep, you can check out the message boards, leave a comment on the episodes, and, become part of the community.
Very interactive. And with that, Triple B, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 148? This is not the Star Trek episode you're looking for.
Excelsior.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. Oh, so don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Fiona says she's out shopping, but she's under me and I'm not stopping. Cause Scotty doesn't know, Scotty doesn't know, Scotty doesn't know, Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty, Scotty doesn't know. bottom, his front lawn in the snow. Laughing so hard, cause Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. I did her on his birthday.